Hey friends, let's chat about how to prepare for Pentecost. I have a special invitation for you at the end of this video, so make sure you stay tuned until the end. Once upon a time, there was a peasant who belonged to a vast kingdom, and he made his living by raising cows, chickens, and pigs. But one day, the rain stopped, his crops were scorched, and all his livestock died. And he said to himself, "My cows have croaked, my chickens have died, my pigs have gone way of bacon. I will lie here down on this ground and wait to die, for I have nothing left to live for." So the peasant lay down on the ground waiting for death to take him. And as he lay there on the ground waiting to die, he heard whistling off in the distance. He looked up out of the corner of his eye as he lay in the ground, and he saw another peasant driving a team of oxen, and in the back of the cart of the wagon he had some chickens and some pigs. He came up right beside the man who was lying on the ground. He stopped his oxen. He looked down at him and said, "Why do you lie there?" And the peasant says, "My cows have croaked, my chickens have died, my pigs have gone way of bacon, I have nothing to live for, I lay here on the ground waiting for death to take me." The peasant who was driving the cart said, "Well, my cows had died, my chickens had croaked, my pigs had gone way of bacon too, but did you know that our king is restoring our fortune? He is a great and generous king, and perhaps he will help you." "Well, how did he help you?" asked the peasant lying on the ground. He said, "Well, I went up to the castle, and as I approached an attendant came out and they asked me what my business was, and I said, 'Well, I've lost everything, and I've heard our king is great and generous, and he could restore my fortune.' 'Indeed,' said the attendant, 'but when you go in and ask the king to restore your fortune, make sure your ask matches his generosity.' I entered the castle and walked down the hall of crowns. At the end of the hall, I saw our king seated upon his throne. I knelt before him and I heard his words, 'What is your business here?' 'Your Highness,' I said, 'I have lost everything, and I've heard you are great and generous, and you're restoring people's fortunes.' 'Indeed,' said the king, 'what do you ask for?' The peasant said, 'My cows have croaked, my chickens have died, my pigs have gone way of bacon. I ask that you restore my fortune.' The king said, 'So shall it be.' And from the treasury, he restored all that I have lost, and you see, it is so. Maybe he can help you." And with that story, the peasant on the cart continued his way, leaving the other one on the ground. The one on the ground thought to himself, "Perhaps the king can help me too." He got up and he made his way up to the castle. And as he got closer to the castle, the attendant came out to see him. "What is your business here?" said the attendant. "I'm here to see the king," the peasant replied. "I've heard that he's great and generous. I've lost all that I have. My cows have croaked, my chickens have died, my pigs have gone way of bacon. Perhaps the king can restore my fortune." "Indeed," said the attendant, "he's a great and generous king. But before you go in, remember, make sure your ask matches his generosity." So the peasant went into the castle and walked down the hall of crowns. And at the end of the hall sat the king. The peasant knelt down before the king. The king said, "What is your business here?" He says, "My cows have croaked, my chickens have died, my pigs have gone way of bacon. I've heard you are a great and generous king, and that you can restore everything that I've lost." "Indeed," said the king, "what do you ask for?" And as the peasant was about to ask for his fortune to be restored, he remembered the attendant's words, "Make sure your ask matches the generosity of the king." And the peasant looked up at the king and said, I ask for your kingdom." "And so shall it be," said the king. The king arose from his throne and went down the hall of crowns and removed one from its display case and placed it upon the peasant's head and said, "Son, all that I have is yours. Enjoy thy kingdom." My friend, so often when we go to Jesus our King, we ask too little. We have to remember that our ask matches the generosity of our King. So often when we approach Jesus in prayer, our King, we are asking for the cows, the chickens, and the pigs, and what he really desires to give us is his kingdom. St. Alphonsus reminds us not to limit ourselves to little things. It's okay to ask for the little things, the cows, the chickens, the pigs, but God has something more. He tells us to pray with confidence, feeling sure that by prayer, all the treasures of heaven are thrown open to us. Prayer is a treasure. He who prays most receives most. Saint Bonaventure says that every time a man has recourse to God by fervent prayer, he gains good things that are of more value than the whole world. Any day a man gains more by devout prayer than the whole world is worth. The treasury of heaven is being thrown open to us. Pentecost is right around the corner. So let's prepare our hearts to receive the blessing of this feast day. How can we do that? This Friday marks the beginning of the traditional novena to the Holy Spirit, which ends on the feast of Pentecost. So if you'd like to join us, each day, starting on Friday, we're going to release videos on the gifts of the Holy Spirit and then provide prayers as well to prepare our hearts for the blessing of Pentecost. If you like these videos in your inbox by email, just click the link in the description or in the card right up there. Opt in, then you'll get the messages right in your inbox. Secondly, we also have a Facebook group where we're going to be journeying together where you can ask questions. If you want access to that private Facebook group, the link is also in the description. You know, last year we did this, Janelle and I did this, and it was such a blessing to do with you, and we're going to continue that. So on Friday, you're not going to see just me, you're going to see the better half of me, which is Janelle, and many of you know my wife. And hey, share this video with as many people as you can if you think they're going to be blessed by this journey. I know last year was a great blessing for Janelle and I to do this together. So we will see you on Friday. God bless you.